The full title of the book is Why We Cook, and then Women on Food, Identity, and Connection. Now, you put this together, and you did the illustrations, too, which are wonderful. Why is this book important for women and, may I say, for men?
Yes, I'm so glad that you said that, because I believe that it is important for women and men. You know, women have been historically overlooked in the food industry. We have not received the same amount of capital or attention over time, and yet we've been part of the story since the beginning. My inspiration for creating this book was really to shine a spotlight on the women who are at the forefront of redefining the food landscape.
You have in your list of contributors some names that people are going to recognize from television. I'm thinking of Anita Lowe, Carla Hall, and some others. Other people who are owners, who are critics, who are authors. You have a broad spectrum of people. How did you put all of this together, and what was the reaction when you approached folks?
Great question. You know, there are 112 women in food featured in the book, and there are recipes, essays, and profiles. There are also the voices of home cooks interwoven through the book as well. And it was extremely important to me to, just as you said, to include as many divergent voices as possible when putting the project together. The research process was super satisfying and very fun. It was really an organic process, and people were so excited to talk about this. I think, you know, I'm an artist. I'm not part of the culinary world professionally, and I think there may have been something refreshing to the folks they reached out to engage with the questions from someone that was not also part of the culinary world.
Even as I was thumbing through and reading some of the various essays that are in there, one of the things that popped into my head was the fact that you hear mom and apple pie, you hear the phrase mother's cooking. You know, boy, it reminds me of mother's cooking. And yet when it comes to the restaurant world, it has been male-dominated for quite some time. How did that happen? I mean, we don't talk about, boy, I really miss dad's chili.
You know, I think, well, first off, I'm not a culinary historian, so there are probably people who can speak to that much more fully than I can. But, you know, women represent 49% of food industry jobs, but only 23% of head chefs and head cook positions. And that number is even lower for women of color. You know, there are many reasons that have contributed to that over time. But I think what I will say is that the stories included in this book, to me, are full of hope, because these women and many, many others who aren't included in these pages are doing such powerful work in their communities, in their restaurants, that spans so many different topics that touch our lives, from environmental and social justice to immigration, to resistance and activism. So it's really a broad-reaching field, and cooking and food is involved in all of that.
There is a quote in the book from, I believe it's pronounced Samin Nosrat, the chef and writer, and it says, the beautiful thing about cooking is there's always tomorrow.
That's right.
And it really is. I mean, cooking is an expression of many things, and it depends on who you are and where you're from, how that expression plays out on the plate.
Absolutely. And it can be really personal, and it can also be political. And I think that's all part of the story here.
You have as well some recipes. I mean, it's not just talking about history. It's not just talking about politics. You have Soma's Soba, for example, for those who enjoy that. But there, I mean, this has everything. This is a real look at the world of food. What was your inspiration for this? Why did this happen?
You know, when I think back to that, the beginning of the project, I really remember being in my own kitchen. I've always loved cooking, but I think that the ideas really started to come together literally while I was cooking in my own kitchen and realizing that I was spending more and more time there as a mom with two young kids. And I tend to, when I'm kind of mulling over an issue or a question, I tend to head to my studio to try to work that question out. I also tend to turn to others, and especially my female peers, to help answer those questions. So really the whole process of this unfolded from my own interest in cooking.
Anita Lowe's comment about unity through food was interesting too.
Mm-hmm, yes, and I think there are many women in the book who speak to that same idea. You know, Amanda Saab, for example, who started a group in Detroit called Dinner with Your Muslim Neighbor, which is literally inviting strangers into her home to share in a meal together. And I think it really speaks to the power of food to connect us, especially when we have divergent backgrounds and we don't know that much about one another. I think food can be such a powerful uniting force that way.
For a young person who is given this book or has a chance to read it, what do you hope they gather from it? And I'm talking about boys and girls here.
I hope that when young people read this book, they are inspired to engage in their own curiosity. I think that there are so many inspiring people doing powerful work, and they're here in this book and they're out in the world all around us. I hope that it inspires people to ask questions, not only about their own food and their own culinary traditions, but also about the culinary traditions of others. It's such a gateway for learning. So I do really hope that people take that away from the book.
It has essays, it has interviews, it has recipes, it has all kinds of things. It's called Why We Cook: Women on Food, Identity, and Connection. Lindsay Gardner, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.